Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
And now, as promised, I read an article in the newspaper this morning by, it was reporting work that a statistician by the name of Garth Zitzman had done on the results from data obtained from the National Credit Regulator, specifically in respect of homes that are repossessed by the banks. It sounds like something pretty lousy, quite immoral, is going on there. Garth Zitzman, thank you so very much for talking to us this afternoon on 101.9 Chai FM.
You're welcome.
So, Garth, you've been busy. You've been studying the data provided. What has your study turned up?
Well, typically we found that those of the houses they found, they sold them for about 50 to 60% of their market value. But this varied quite tremendously. For high-value houses, it could be about 81%. And for low-value houses, as little as 40%. But there were a group of cases, the worst 200, for example, they averaged about 17% of the value of the house, and there were dozens that were low 1%. You know, some selling for as little as 10 rand.
Wow. Okay, that kind of leaves me shocked, and I don't actually know where to begin with that. There's a lot to unpack there. So, if I understand you correctly, the poorest portion of the population is being disadvantaged the most with 40% value. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, on average, yes.
That sounds to me immoral in the extreme. How, under what regime, under what legislative framework do banks act when they act in execution?
Ooh, you're asking me a legal question. I don't really know on that.
I'll clarify that with a lawyer at another time. Tell me something. Did these stats shock you in any way?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Do you think that had you done the study a year or two ago, the results may have been different? What I'm getting at is, do you think that COVID had any particular impact on these results?
No, I don't. They say, for example, all the banks claim that they are, due to COVID, they have policies to help people pay, you know, people who are struggling. I don't know how useful these measures are. People really are so, you know, for example, if they've lost a job or something, you know, someone, you know, asking them to pay a little less or something like that is probably not going to help very much. But what I can say, what's more, made more of a difference is that this study led to a bit of a change set in the court set from about 2017. Now, the courts actually set a minimum value. So, you know, that sort of selling for 10 rand is stopped.
Again, a legal question, and I apologize in advance. Do we know anything about this legal value?
Well,
is it a percentage? Do they say no less than X
percent? From what I understand, the courts tend to set it at a little bit above 50% of the market value. Very often.
Okay. Well, that is an improvement if you're telling me that certain segments were getting 40 cents in the rand and others as low as 17%.
Well, there were a few that less than 1%. They're virtually getting nothing.
Oh, my goodness me. God, was there any logic to that at all? Did that depend perhaps on where they were in the country, like the Northern Cape in Kuruman, as opposed to Camps Bay? I mean, clearly there's going to be a difference.
Other than, you know, that the poor seem to be getting hit harder than the rich, I didn't have any sort of data on the sort of areas. So, yeah, I suppose it would be, you know, poor areas, you know, maybe a house in the Cape Flats or something, you know, would be more market demand than that
makes some kind of sense. I'm just wondering, and maybe this is a personal question, we've gone from legal to personal, do you think it's moral?
Well,
let's talk about legal versus moral. It is legal. Mm-hmm. Do you think it's moral what they do?
It was legal. Now it's changed a little bit. It's still not great. I mean, you know, when I said typically they were selling them between 50 and 60%, in theory they could still sell them for that on average. Just we've cut out the really worst cases.
Yeah, a very difficult situation. I mean, I understand that my empathy, because I tend to support an underdog, comes from the purchaser who is getting 17 cents in the rand. But I mean, I suppose there is another narrative here, and this is the bank that has loaned the funds that is not in the business of selling homes, but has to cover its loss if it's not being paid. So difficult situation, I suppose, from a moral perspective.
I don't quite understand why they would do that, why they would sell for sale, because they would be losing money too. In theory, the customer is still liable for the amount that hasn't been paid. But rarely do they succeed in collecting these things. So the banks are actually losing money on them. So I don't quite understand why they were doing that, unless there was some...
Yeah.
Some sort of corruption going on,
I don't know. So I suppose the answer to this dilemma is we need to grow the economy. We need to get money into people's pockets, because then we wouldn't be discussing this issue in the first place. But yeah, tough times out there, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Garth Zitzman, a statistician who just analyzed the data coming from the National Credit Regulator. Thank you so much for your input this afternoon. Interesting discussion. Glad to hear there's been some sort of a legislative change, albeit very small.
You're welcome.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.